a government agency with an apparent sense of humor in a serious matter, too. 6:23 is the time on WSGW. You're with Charlie and Denise and Pat. The National Park Service was sending out information yesterday, apparently on its Twitter feed, sharing information about what to do if you are in a park and you have a bear encounter. Always important information to know. You know, what should I do if I see a bear? How to avoid an encounter? And if you have one, what should you do? But then the National Park Service apparently decided to have a little fun. Charlie, Denise, and Pat are here on the morning team show, so if I have this information right. And by the way, I'll put a link up to the actual seriousness. I mean, if you encounter a bear, that's, again, this is all part of it. But the National Weather Service, National Park Service then, sent out a following message after they posted that. They said, remember, one thing you should not do if you come across a bear is never push your slower friend down, even if you feel your friendship has run the course.
Well, I mean, yeah. It's an idea, though, but yeah.
Well, people started responding. And so the person asked the National Weather Service, National Park Service, I keep saying National Weather Service, I'm thinking of the storm, the National Park Service, okay, but what if the bear looks really hungry? National Park Service, well, do you consider yourself a faster or slower friend?
Oh, my gosh.
The reply to that was, well, why should I have to push them down anyway? I mean, if they're slower than me, it's not going to matter.
It doesn't matter, right, yes. Yeah. To help the bear.
National Park Service responded, perhaps you should check on your friendship before you head into the woods. Reply to that was, well, what if I don't consider them a friend, but just an acquaintance? Is it okay to push an acquaintance down?
Oh, my gosh.
National Park Service responded, well, remember, friendships are special. They don't happen by chance, so good luck. Somebody replied to that, what if I just want to push my friend down, but it has nothing to do with a bear anyway?
Just to do it?
National Park Service responded, let's discuss. So it went back and forth, but how fun is that?
Gosh,
I mean, obviously the seriousness of a bear encounter, but then just to throw something out like, you know, don't push your friend down in front of a bear. And then people started responding to it. So they were having, like I said, a government agency with a little sense of humor.
Yes.
Wow, we'll take that any day.
That doesn't usually happen.
No. Isn't that the old joke, though, when it comes to if you're in a situation where you might face harm and you're with a friend, you know, what do you do? Well, run faster than your other friend.
Yeah. Are we talking grizzlies? Is that what we're...
Just says bear encounter. They talk about...
have an apple pie.
Yeah, national parks. I don't think they make any kind
of... Or does that only work on Yogi?
Differentiation, yeah.
That only works just for a bucket of honey. That only works on
that,
Yogi.
That was the poo.
Well, Yogi, you have to have the picnic basket.
Yeah, you're right.
Remember, not the picnic, the picnic basket.
Picnic.